When I came to you after I lost my daughter and I was grieving, and after all, you are a grief counselor, you used a number of words, mourning, bereavement, as well as grief. Is it important to know the difference between these words, or is it all part of the same process?
Well, you're going to go through the process no matter what. I believe it is important to understand the verbiage. For example, bereavement is a period of time. It doesn't say anything about your internal feelings of grief. Mourning, on the other hand, is your outward expression of grief. So that really doesn't say a whole lot about your period of bereavement. You can be in a period of bereavement and not feel anything. We talk about that when it comes to numbness and how the fog comes in and you just don't feel anything. But it is important for somebody to say, okay, I'm feeling grief emotions. Those emotions are internal, and they're a part of the bereavement period that you're in. On the other hand, you may say, I feel these emotions, and I need to talk to you about them. That is mourning. That's getting the grief outside of yourself. That's expressing the grief. The other thing that I think is important here is that a lot of times people will say, what is the time limit for grief? And some cultures have certain rituals during the period of bereavement. But I don't think there is a time limit for grief. I think you simply say, I'm in my period of bereavement. That may last a year. That may last 2 years. I have a lady that I counseled years ago that she felt she was in the period of bereavement for 10 years. Was her grief the same during that period of bereavement? No, it wasn't. Her grief lessened. Her manifestations of grief lessened. So I don't want to confuse people, but I think it is important to understand there's a period of grief we call bereavement. There's an internal emotional side that we call grief, and there is the expression of that grief that we call mourning.
Well, that explains it to me. From a personal level, I was fighting from day one just to deal with the flood of emotions and all the thoughts that go with it. How will my life change? Where am I going from here? Will I feel better in a month? But if you feel that it's important to know these particular terms, I appreciate the lesson. To me, it was just all part of one big process.
And I think as we continue to talk about grief and talk about abnormal grief responses, and as we talk about common avoidance patterns, as we talk about when a child dies, I think some of these terms will be more significant to an individual than maybe they are now. But I just want to summarize that bereavement is a period of time. Grief is what you feel on the inside, and mourning is when you take that grief on the inside and express it to someone else.